Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger, or messing around with your clothes, body or hair, may result in the removal of its blessings. The Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times in a day shall not die until he sees his place in heaven. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Explaining the background of this revelation of Suratul Qadr, some honorable commentators of the Quran have documented a very faith-refreshing parable that is as follows. Shama'un rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal for 1,000 years in such a way that he would offer salah the whole night, fast during the day, and fight against disbelievers in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was so strong that he could break heavy iron chains with his hands. When the wicked disbelievers saw that they would not be able to defeat Shamu'un, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they persuaded his wife, tempting her by a lot of wealth to tie him with strong ropes while he was asleep, and then hand him over to him. The unfaithful wife tied him with ropes while he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was asleep. When Shamu'un, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, awoke and found himself tied up, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, broke the ropes with no difficulty, setting himself free. Then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, asked his wife, "Who tied me?" Pretending to be loyal, the unfaithful wife lied, "I was just testing as to how strong you are, and wanted to see how you would free yourself." The incident was then ignored. Despite failing the first time, his unfaithful wife constantly waited for another opportunity to tie her husband in the state of sleep. One night, she had another opportunity to do what she wanted. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, went to sleep, his cruel wife cunningly tied him with iron chains. As soon as he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, woke up, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, broke the chains instantly and became free easily. Though shocked, his wife cunningly made the same excuse again, "I was just testing your strength." During the conversation, Shamu'un, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, revealed his secret to his wife that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him with the status of wilayat, meaning sainthood, and nothing could harm him in the world except his own hair. The devious wife understood what he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, meant. Worldly riches had blinded her. One day, she found the opportunity to tie him with his own 8 hair whose length was up to the ground. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, awoke, he tried hard to free himself but could not succeed. The treacherous woman that was intoxicated by worldly riches handed over her pious and righteous husband to the enemies. The malicious disbelievers tied Shamu'un rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to a pillar and brutally mutilated him. Tied Shamu'un rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to a pillar and brutally mutilated his nose and ears and cut out his eyes. The wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal was intensified by his friend's helplessness. The cruel disbelievers were sunk into the ground, and a lightning of divine wrath struck the unfaithful, selfish, unfortunate wife, burning her to ashes. When the honorable companions alayhim ridwan heard about Sayyiduna Shamun's rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi worships, fights and struggles, they were impressed by him and said to the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we have been given very short lives, whose some part is spent in sleeping, working, preparing food, and in other worldly affairs. We cannot worship like Shamun, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Bani Israel will surpass us in worship, having listened to it, beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, became sad. Instantly, Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam arrived and presented Surah Qadr on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was comforted and reassured that every year we have granted your ummah a sacred night. If they worship me at this night, they shall surpass Shamun's rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi 1,000 months of worship. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, how merciful and kind Allah Azza wa Jal is to the ummah of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us this magnificent night for the sake of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we worship in Laylatul Qadr, we will earn more reward than the worship of 1,000 months. Unfortunately, we don't value this great night. There seems to be a great difference between the enthusiasm of the companions alayhimur ridwan and that of ours. It is due to their grief that we have been given such an enormous blessing without asking for it. They treasured it, but we are ungrateful. We don't even have time to worship. We waste this huge blessing in heedlessness every year. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to develop the mindset of attaining the blessing of Laylatul Qadr, join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global, non-political, religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in order to spend life according to the Sunnah, 72 Madani In'amat for Islamic brothers, 63 for Islamic sisters, 92 for male religious students, 83 for female religious students, and 40 for boys and girls have been formulated. These are in the form of questions regarding worships and morals. Everyone should fill in their Madani In'amat booklets practicing Fikr-e Madina, pondering over deeds every day, and hand them in to their relevant responsible Islamic brother before the 10th of every Madani month, meaning Islamic month. The Madani In'amat have caused Madani revolutions in the lives of many Islamic brothers and sisters. Listen to a blessing of Madani In'amat. An Islamic brother of Karachi gave the following account. The Imam of the Masjid of our area was associated with Dawat-e-Islami, making individual effort. Once he gave my elder brother a Madani In'amat booklet as a gift. Having reached the home, when he read the book, he was surprised to know that the small booklet contains a thorough guideline for the Muslims to spend their lives in conformity with Islamic teachings. Due to the blessing of the Madani In'amat booklet, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, he started offering Salah with Jama'at in the Masjid. Now he has also grown a beard and fills in his Madani In'amat booklet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring ijtima, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madani In'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e Madina and submit it to the Zimedar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani In'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madni in'amat and travel with the Madni qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madni activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.